This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the midst of day one of the NCAA tournament, and so far it's been pretty much the way you would expect it. It's all gone to hoil. So your brackets have not been destroyed quite yet. Creighton beat Louisville in a 9-8 matchup. Auburn and Alabama State are just underway as a 1 seed versus 16. Mm-hmm. Houston is on top of SIU Edwardsville, 52-24. If I was better at math, I would tell you how many points that is. 28? 28. Oh, that's brutal. Wow. And Wisconsin is up 14 on Montana. On the AM side, you can hear some of the calls of these games, or you can keep it right here. And speaking of keeping it right here, later tonight, it's one of the last scheduled games of the evening. St. John's is taking on Omaha. St. John's is looking to win their first tournament game in 25 years. And you will hear that game right here on WFAN immediately following the huge game between the Brooklyn Nets and the Indiana Pacers. Mm-hmm. And I think I speak for most of us. I'm a casual college basketball fan. I've made that clear. If I had a team I root for in college basketball, it is Seton Hall. They sucked this year. I don't hate St. John's. In fact, as St. John's plays Omaha tonight, my schedule is built around it. I can't wait to sit down and watch the game, and I have no ill will towards them. I am rooting for them. I'm happy for a guy like BT who genuinely loves St. John's, and I appreciate other diehard sports fans. So when I sit down tonight, I'm pro St. John's. Tiki, I assume you're in a similar boat here?
I am, because BT, who was my partner for a decade, has been talking for years. This is the year, Teak. Dude, I think they're going to be really good this
year. He was 0 for 11 until this year.
He actually did call one NCAA tournament game. I forget when it was.
Well, the first four game from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, maybe that was. Exactly.
You can't even count that one.
Right. And so
that was in 2019 as an 11 seed. They played in the first four.
I am excited for him to get a real NCAA tournament game, and one that they should win. And maybe this run goes for who knows how long, but they play great defense.
Yep.
And Rick Pitino is a fantastic coach. So I'm happy for BT because I've been waiting for this to actually be true. For years.
Absolutely.
And now it finally is.
And I'm happy for all the alum out there. And I don't say this in any trolling way. Like, I'm going to sit down tonight and I'm not going to lose sleep if they get upset. But I will genuinely root for them. And I think that's pretty much everybody here at WFAN. Most everybody is casual, except for Brandon. And everyone else is like, this is cool. I'll root for them. Except for one. Sean Morash.
I'm a fat moron.
Wants St. John's to lose tonight. And I wanted to ask him off air the whys on this, but I said, you know what? Why don't you save it for the air? Because maybe there are people out there that feel the same way as you. So, Sean, the floor is yours. Why do you hate Rick Pitino and the Red Storm of St. John's?
I don't hate Rick Pitino. I don't hate the actual school. The fans I've had enough of. I have had enough of the St. John's fans. Good people. We share a lot of teams, but you're nauseating now. Here's a little news flash for St. John's fans. You're no different than Ranger fans, Islander fans, Devil fans, Brooklyn Net fans, New York Liberty fans, NYCFC fans, Red Bulls fans. We all have great fan bases. You are not the majority like the baseball teams, the football teams, or the Knicks. So stop shoving it down everybody's throat that the city comes alive when St. John's makes a run. No, it doesn't. 24,000 of you come alive, and that's great and good for you. Stop pushing it down everybody's throat that, the whole city is going to be engaged tonight. No, we won't. All right, so let's calm down. We're going to watch the game. We're all going to have a good time. But stop pushing this narrative. And secondly.
Oh, so you're just annoyed because
it's like
they're making it bigger than it is.
Well, I go into a supermarket. You know, St. John's, what do you think? What do I think? Who cares? That's what I think. How about that? Also, here's the other problem I have.
Yes.
We have lived in this town through failures and letdowns. Kyrie and KD, Aaron Rodgers, Verlander, Scherzer. Insert all of these problems here. Now, this group of people, when nobody could care about St. John's, they're going to go on a big run with Rick Pitino. I hope they flame out this first weekend, and that fan base experiences all the darkness that we've experienced for the rest of our New York teams. Mm. Why should they get a taste just because they got a big name?
I mean,
get lost.
That's haterish, man.
So be it.
Can't they just
so be it? Hope
have
Omaha wins by 25 tonight.
If they have success, be happy for them.
There are certain people I know, and that's the other thing too. Maybe I'm connected because the two people I know that are St. John's alum, biggest jerks in the world. They push the narrative. I've had it with this program. I've had it with the last 2 weeks. I can't wait for this thing to come to a flaming end, and we can move on to baseball season.
Wow.
You just want it out of the way quickly.
It's just enough. You know what? When it comes down to
loss.
How great would that be? A 2-15 goes down, and we get to live in the tears in Fort Vail.
Doesn't 2-15 happen every year? Which one happens every year?
There's like quite a few.
5-12 is the more popular.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
The upsets.
That's the one I'm.
2-15s are still very rare, and it would be a colossal loss if they lost this.
I'm guilty of this in the past because I do this with hockey, but I'm so tired of narratives being pushed that I need to be told what I need to care about when it's from a small fraction of people that care.
Let me address that part of things. St. John's hasn't been good in 25 years.
Yeah.
And I remember as a teenager being into them in 1999 and 2000 and going to the Garden. I think my dad took me to Alumni Hall for a game. I do remember the memory I have as a kid is my dad took me to Alumni Hall and the crowd was chanting, "Let's go Redmen." And I asked him, "What's that?" Because they're the Red Storm. They changed their name in like 1994. And my dad was like, "Yeah, they changed their name. It was offensive and people don't want to let go." And I was like, "Oh, okay, that was weird." So I remember that. And they were very good in 99 and 2000. Remember, they got all the way to, what was it, the Elite Eight in 1999 before they lost to Ohio State. Did they take over the city in 1999? Like, I wish I could tell you.
Yeah, I don't
remember. Now, obviously, the Knicks went to an NBA Finals a few months later. The Yankees were in the midst of a dynasty. So maybe it was just, it was so much happening that I don't remember it as a 16-year-old.
I mean, I was playing. That's my second year, and I don't remember that.
Do you ever remember St. John's taking headlines away from you and you being upset?
Well, it was off season.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I
don't know. Probably not even in.
You're right. It's March.
If I wasn't even in town.
And here's a good way to judge this. We all came into New York City today. This is the first game of the tournament, the Rick Pitino era. Outside of one person in this newsroom, I can't find anybody in this city with anything St. John's on today. So stop telling me it's the biggest deal in the world and they've taken over the city. No, they haven't.
I would agree with you that as of right now,
if they win, it might happen.
Get to the Final Four, people going, fine. And I'll root for them to lose then.
Let's see if they win two games this weekend. If they win tonight, which they better, obviously, and then they win over the weekend in what either is going to be a sexy, sexy matchup against a historic program like Kansas or going up against Coach John Calipari, I'm curious about next week. Like, what would the vibe be then if now they're on the West Coast? They're in the Sweet 16. You do have the competition of opening day and baseball starting. Then I think we'll get the true answer. Actually, the real answer is going to be if they win a championship. If they win a national championship.
Do they even get a parade?
That's my question. Where is the parade?
They have to.
We're around Corneseca. They better not go down that Canyon of Heroes.
Why not?
I will lie there. That team does not. We didn't even know who half the players are until tonight.
Has there ever been a New York college team?
Not in the modern era.
Win a championship.
I mean, I don't think we can count NYU in 1945. I mean.
The New York's college team, the Syracuse Orange, won it in 2003.
That doesn't count.
That New York's college team.
No, New York City area.
Yeah, come on.
Close enough to have a parade in New York.
Yeah, no, it has not happened in the modern era.
But what are you going to have, 6 floats, one for every player on the team? How are you going to have a parade?
If they win a national championship, they're having a parade.
You're wrong about that.
I will block that parade. I will not allow it to move.
Why would you block it? And by the way,
those fans get it? We've been waiting here for our bigger fan base.
Well, let someone else win. Why should they have it?
I'm trying to think what Virginia did when they won the championship.
By the way, in 1950, CCNY won a national championship, so we have to check what happened.
Wait, that was the one. That was the one where they destroyed, what was that guy, coach's name? He was racist, and they wouldn't shake his hands.
Oh, is that true?
I can't remember the story.
Kansas lost a national, I'm sorry, St. John's lost a national championship in 1952 to Kansas. But also in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, I don't think they had parades. Like when the Yankees were racking up all those championships, there weren't parades.
I don't know if college does it. Well, like college doesn't do it.
But the Eagles won a parade.
The Eagles won a Super Bowl. They had a parade.
Right.
When Villanova won the national championship, did they have a parade?
No, but I think we would. I don't know what other colleges do, and it's a great question.
Colleges do that.
Can you look that up? What other schools
areas do? Villanova is the closest one.
That's a good question.
Northeast.
Okay, Villanova. So did Villanova do the same parade as the Eagles?
What did they do?
Did they have a parade? That's a great question. 2016, 2018, you got two choices.
Right.
Did they have a parade for Villanova? And what did they do for UConn? Now, it's such a college town that they probably just have a celebration in Storrs, Connecticut.
Yeah, it's not close enough to a city.
Right, when you represent a city, which St. John's does and Villanova does.
It looks like Nova did.
They did have a parade down Broad Street.
So maybe St. John's going down to County Hero.
No, Sean, there's no maybe. They will have a parade if they win a national championship.
That's the comp.
And it would be in down the Canyon of Heroes because, remember, their home games are at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm. How many people are going to go to this parade?
I'm not trying to be that big a jerk. It's a parade.
People are going to be there just because it's a parade.
You know what? I agree.
Good excuse to bail out of work. You're right. People will go.
I mean, we recently had a parade for the New York Liberty. I think there was a parade for NYCFC, right? Wasn't there a parade for NYCFC when they won their title?
It definitely was for the Liberty.
Is Gallo here? Ask Gallo. He'll know.
Yeah, he's here complaining about Pete, so I'll go follow him.
I would venture to say the parade show up for St. John's will be higher than them. It'll be higher than the Liberty or NYCFC. No offense to them. I really do.
I mean,
we're a front-running town. I think you're sort of forgetting that. Like, I'll admit to you, Sean.
And it's a major sport. College, at least the tournament, is major. It's a major sport.
It's not only a major sport. It's a school with a history. You know, it's been around for a very long time. And I think there was a belief by many, myself included, they would never win a championship. If they win a championship, I think that the momentum of taking over the city that you described, Sean, hasn't happened yet. I think eventually would happen. It hasn't happened yet. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you that the city is gripped by St. John's fever, but I think the more they win, I think they would be. And if, God forbid, they win a national title.
No, I agree. Like, we would go nuts for that in the town. I hate when smaller fan bases push their initiative on everybody else.
Yeah.
It's okay if you don't care about St. John's and you're in it for the casual stuff. Don't force me to tell me I got to be into it.
Well, you remember when Rutgers football got really good with Shiano.
Yeah.
I forget what year that was.
2006?
Six or seven, something like that. It did take over a little bit. Because I remember they played on Thursday night or something like that.
It was a big deal.
It was an enormous deal. Everybody cared about that game. And so if St. John's makes a...
There is pandemonium in Piscataway!
That was in my head, Connor. I was thinking about Carlin screaming that.
It would if St. John's made a real significant run, not just they win a couple of games, but they're on their way and it looks like they're dominating, I think people will start caring.
I completely agree. I think that, and I'm not sure when, I'm not sure if it would be next weekend, but I think if they went on a run where it did end with them winning a national championship, I think by the time we got there, they would get the city all wrapped up and hot and bothered because people...
Well, because it would be all over the papers.
Yeah.
You see it on the front post. Yeah.
They play
next
Saturday, Elite Eight game to go to the Final Four. I'm sure it'll be the biggest deal next Saturday.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but...
But what?
Will we really care, though? You know what I mean?
Well, who is
There's
we?
Like...
You mean you? You mean me?
I feel like I'm sad.
I don't think the problem is with what you're saying, Sean, is that there's nobody that dislikes St. John.
Yes.
It's different if you actively dislike them for different reasons, but there's no reason for any New Yorker to actively dislike the St. John's.
I guess if you're a Seton Hall fan,
I'm a casual, but I'm a Seton Hall fan. I don't hate St. John's. Do I want to beat him during the regular season? Yes. When Seton Hall was better.
Are you a Seton Hall alum?
No, it's not sort of. It depends how you want to define this. That was my intended college.
Okay,
did
you enroll?
I enrolled and then I had to cancel it because I got a job.
But you never took a class?
Never took a class.
You never were on campus grounds?
No, I went on campus for a tour.
I know, but after you were enrolled.
No.
Then you're not an alum.
I didn't say I was an alum. I said sort of. You asked me the question.
Sort of.
The point is I root for them.
If you went for a day, you would be an alum.
I didn't go for a day.
Then you're not.
Nah, I missed out.
But I also think college sports, we had FDU and St. Peter's make little mini runs. And my only point is, I think we don't have hatred for any of these college schools,
do we really care? What was Shaheen's school down in Jersey City?
That was St. Peter's, right?
Yeah.
Remember, people cared about that.
Right. But my point is, did we really care or we just thought the story was cool?
I think it was mostly the story was cool, but I think the difference is, Sean, we all knew They weren't winning a championship.
Yeah, right.
St. John's is a 2-seed in the NCAA tournament.
Right, and they have one of the greatest coaches in the history of college basketball.
Absolutely. And not only that, I'll throw something in there that you're probably not aware of. A big-time celebrity picked St. John's to win the national championship in their bracket. You want to know who it is?
President Obama.
That was close. Obama, who always goes chalk, that's one of my big criticisms of him, had St. John's out in the Elite Eight. Okay, had him getting knocked out by Florida
President
in a 1-2 matchup. What was that?
President Trump.
I don't think he did a bracket.
What?
Because he doesn't want to be. He doesn't want to lose. The person that picked St. John's to win it all.
President not doing a bracket?
I mean, Sean, I don't want to be fact-checked incorrect.
You want
this.
Me to find if he did a bracket?
You see if Trump did a NCAA bracket.
Looks,
and by the way.
It looks like he's got Greenland in the Final Four.
Your team is very good.
The person who picked St. John's to win the national title is the Rizzler. How about that?
The Rizzler.
Now we know the Johnnies are out.
Let's go to Drew in Stony Point. How are you, Drew?
Hey, Evan and Tiki. Listen, I'm sitting here. I'm driving in a car with my wife, and I said, I can't believe that Sean is bashing the St. John's.
I know.
Fans.
Give it to him, Drew.
I'm an alumni. I've been following St. John's. I'm in my 60s, and when they had Frankie Alasia, and when St. John's is in the NCAA tournament or they're making a good run, believe me, right now, as I told Sean when I was free, if you put on any bar in the five boroughs, Long Island, New Jersey tonight, and there was a Brooklyn Nets game on or a New Jersey Devils game on, what game do you think they're watching? They're surely not watching them. Right now, there's a lot of excitement in New York City and the surrounding areas.
Go ahead, Sean. You want to respond?
Drew, you're right about something. If you go to any bar tonight in the Long Island, New York City area, the NCAA tournament will be on like it is every single opening Thursday, and St. John's happens to be the big game at 11 o'clock tonight by the time it starts. And comparing it to a Devils or Nets game, that is what I'm talking about. It's all niche fans.
By the way, those games will be over by the time this one starts.
That is very true.
11?
9:45, the game is scheduled to tip. You're going to say what?
Whoa, should we wait on this, Ev?
Well, I don't know what he's about to say.
The game starts.
No. We're going to do a prediction on that. Don't say anything yet. Coming up a little bit later on, we will make official Evan and Teehee time the game will start predictions.
Which I love. I love. Anybody angry at me today, how many of you making it to the end of the game tonight?
In fairness,
I can promise you I'm not.
Really? Already calling your shot?
No, I will not.
I'm definitely preparing myself to make it
and
to the end.
And you got the Severance finale tonight, too.
I got other things to do.
All right.
Oh, it's a Thursday in the ball house.
I see. Thursday. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. They do damage. The fair comparison on a hype level of St. John's is how it would be if you went to a bar in the middle of a Devils playoff game or a Nets playoff game, if that's the comp you want to use. And I do think, unfortunately, tonight's a tough scene.
Right.
Because it's a Thursday night game that starts very, very late.
Well, that's the beauty of the NCAA tournament. They got this thing figured out. There is nothing to go up against.
Well,
nothing.
By the time that game starts, earlier.
I mean, in general, the NCAA tournament. What's it going up against?
NBA and NHL.
Yeah, but nothing significant.
Oh, no, you're right. I mean, look, at this part of the NBA season, half the teams are tanking. So,
yes you're or, right. Or just kind of like, let's just get to the end healthy.
Right. Not caring
like
as much.
The Knicks. Yeah, let's go ahead and get blown out last night.
By a tanking team?
By a tanking team by 15.
Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern, New York. What's up, Kendrick?
What up, Kendrick?
Gentlemen, I was actually calling to talk about the parade. That was a great debate I started at the workplace today.
Oh, really? You had that same discussion about a St. John's parade route?
Conversation.
Wow.
I did. Because at first I thought, they should have it. But then you start to think about, there's a lot of college alum in the city where it's a little different than a pro sport. Like, as a Binghamton alum, as much as I'm rooting for St. John's as a New Yorker, I'm not going to go out of my way to, entertain a parade for a college I didn't attend. So I just feel like there's a connection there that others won't,
Kendrick, the fan base isn't big enough. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, they deserve a some sort of celebration. I just don't know if Canyon Heroes, that might just be a little too big, and that's not trying to insult.
Yeah, but wait, Kendrick, I want to ask you a question then specifically. Kendrick is a very loyal listener, and he also happens to be a Brooklyn Nets fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when we thought the Nets were going to win an NBA title, specifically 2-0 up on Milwaukee, the counter that Knicks fans would have to mock us would be, no one will show up to your parade. And I remember actually getting in a real argument saying, hey, if we're lucky enough to have a parade, people will show up because they're frauds. People will show up because it's something to do, even if we're not loaded with fans.
Yeah.
So don't you think the same would apply for St. John's?
Yes and no. So I think, yes, you'll get some casual fans or New Yorkers, I should say, but I wouldn't say fans because you think the reality here is a lot of people are associated to their college. So I think, like, for me, I'm not going out of my way for another college. So it's not necessarily that I dislike St. John's. It's just I would feel like, what am I doing here? Like, why am I going to another college?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, like, I just felt like that would kind of, you know, hinder the crowd size.
Interesting. That makes sense. I think
he's right about that, too.
I think a lot of people are showing up. End of the day, I think the place is packed. It's a parade.
But why?
Because people want to celebrate a championship in a town where we haven't been able to do that.
They don't know anything about the team.
Doesn't matter. I don't even think that matters. I think people genuinely just want to celebrate winning something. And unfortunately, and I don't mean to dismiss NYCFC or the Liberty. I understand they've won something. But we are a town that's got a long time without winning anything. And I think people would want to celebrate it. They would want to be like, yeah, we won. Let's go party.
NYCFC, by the way, did a celebration at City Hall.
Well, is that not a parade?
No, they didn't do the full parade. They did like a gathering of fans. Yeah.
I looked at North Carolina.
And that was at the very beginning. I mean, it was new, right?
NYCFC? Yeah, a couple of years into their existence,
yeah.
Right?
So I don't even think people knew that there was a professional soccer team here.
In college sports, they tend to have parades. North Carolina had a parade. 55,000 people showed up for it. Sean mentioned that when Villanova won a national championship, they had a parade. And I'm sure a lot of people showed up. And I think Philly's a great comp because at the end of the day, how much do they care about Villanova compared to the Eagles and the Phillies and the Flyers? I'd assume it's not on the same level. But Villanova gets good, we're going to celebrate. And I think that's what would happen. And also, it's the buildup. Like, they're going to win games before they get there. When we come back, we'll get to more of your phone calls, including somebody that has a very specific White Lotus question for Tiki Barber, and a few people that want to scream at Sean Morash. Plus, I didn't forget, I promised yesterday that at 3:20, I would read what AI says about if fans like Sean Morash.
I'm a fat moron.
So we'll give you that answer coming up in a few minutes. It's Evan and Tiki on a very busy NCAA Tournament Thursday. Been some day today. It's been very heated. First, I was taking heat for not bringing enough pizza before the situation was rectified. And now Sean Morash is taking heat because he's admitting something that maybe a lot of people feel but they don't want to admit, which is that he hates St. John's and their fans.
People are bitching because they're bitches.
That's right. And so Sean has said he wants St. John's to lose and he's sick of them. So in honor of that, plus I do want to pay off something I said yesterday. At the end of yesterday's show, I was using Grok AI on social media asking, do people like me and do people like Tommy Lugauer? And we read it, and it was very mixed results on if they like me or they like Tommy. And I said we should do Sean, and I promised that at 3:20. So we're 15 minutes late. Are you ready to hear what AI tells us about what people think of Sean Morash?
Yeah, you better get it in now because it could change in the next 10 minutes.
Some users on social media express negative opinions, calling him a clown or a waste of human life. For AI to use that term means it was used a lot. Some users express negative opinions, calling him a clown or a waste of human life, suggesting dissatisfaction with his presence or content on the platform. Others offer a more nuanced take, with one user criticizing his role on the show, but acknowledging a positive aspect of his personal life.
One user?
Like a family photo.
Oh.
Which I only posted 2 days ago.
Another user defends him, encouraging him to ignore detractors and praising his family, indicating some level of support or appreciation.
So to summarize, people think I'm a good family man, terrible on the show.
Yeah. Yes. As a radio personality with WFAN and proud of that CBS Sports Radio, his visibility likely amplifies both criticism and support. Posts on X suggest he's polarizing. Some really enjoy his style, while others find him, quote, obnoxious and irrelevant. Without broader data, we could not. Oh, there you go. So there you go. Seems
what,
fun.
What was the end part?
It was that we need more data
to okay.
Get a firmer result on what people think of you. So
all
that
right.
Was a lot of fun.
All right.
Thanks.
So,
you waste of a zygote.
My wife's got a lot of burger.
There you go. Let's go to Matt in Staten Island, who has a question for Tiki. What's up, Matt?
20 regular. Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Oh, it's good. Yo. See, if you lived in New Jersey, right. Matt, hold on. If you lived in New Jersey, they would just pump it for you.
Really? Well, I know. But I live in Staten Island. Everything I do is here. So, but awesome. I'm not pumped up. He's actually doing it for me.
Oh, nice.
All right. So, Tiki, last week you were talking about White Lotus, and my wife watches the show. So I came home after, you know, your conversation about it.
Yep.
I was like, babe, let's watch White Lotus with you.
Go ahead.
And she was shocked. So I want to make one comment about the show, and then I got to ask you one question.
All right, hold on. Matt, let me clarify. You're watching season three, right? I mean, four.
Yes.
Right? The latest one.
The latest one, yes.
Yeah, okay, got it.
Now, my wife, she filled me in on everything from the early seasons.
Got it.
Which I'm going to go back and watch anyway because I kind of like the show.
Yeah, those were good.
So the one thing I got to say is that I work with another guy, another phys ed teacher who watches the show with his wife.
Okay.
Him and his wife are in their, like, early 30s. My wife's in her early 40s. I'm in my late 40s, right?
Yep.
The way we're perceiving the show and, like, the messages that I think that the writers are trying to portray are so different watching it through the eyes of a 40-year-old and the eyes of a 30-something-year-old.
Bro, you're so right.
What the quality of the writing.
You're so right.
You know, the
writing is good. The acting is good. I think it's what's happening is annoying me. And I think it's because I'm like you, man. I'm almost 50. So it's annoying me, this show, this year.
Okay. So now here's my question for you. My wife told me that in, like, you know, the first season, it was like, you know, a theme of, like, loss. The second season was like a theme of greed or whatever it was.
Yeah.
What do you think the underlying message that are tying all these stories together is? I think it's feeling trapped. The girl with the family feels trapped. She wants to be a Buddhist. The guy that's the financial advisor, whatever he did.
Yeah.
I think the younger brother. I think there's something weird with him. What do you think? What do you think that they're trying to really express?
That is a good question, Matt.
Are you guys spoiling anything?
Dude,
by the way,
I love that question.
Are you risking spoilers with this?
No, not at all.
Okay, then continue on. Go ahead.
I think it's a phenomenal question. Trapped is a good way. I think a good word to use. I would also say maybe it's like reinvention.
Mike White has actually spoken on this, the creator.
Okay.
And it is about Buddhism and its four noble truths, including karma, suffering. I'm forgetting the other two, but basically all these characters are like giving you what the payoff's going to be.
So it's all the Buddhist principles are being...
Within the
families are the examples.
Exactly.
That's
the theme. And right. What will the payoff be on the karma, all that other stuff?
Yeah, I just feel it. To me, I'm just waiting, but... To answer Mike's question, I can't fully answer, but I think it's going to be like reinvention.
Yeah, could be.
That's what I think it's going to be. But trapped is how I feel watching the show. Because you end up taking on, I don't know, the emotions of the characters, and you're just kind of like, dude, you're screwed, man. Like, there's nothing you can do.
That question excited you more than any kind of football question someone could have called up and asked you.
Well, I mean, what are we talking about with football right now?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, yeah, I like him. Oh, what about Jameis Winston? Oh, Jameis would be fantastic.
Right? If I don't know, I don't know. I can't talk about things that I don't know. I'm an analyst. I analyze what's happening, not what I hope is going to happen or think is going to happen.
That's funny. Do you recommend White Lotus for those that have not watched it?
Absolutely. Start to finish. Season 1, 2, and 3. It's on Max.
Max.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Right where I'm watching the NCAA tournament right now. HBO Max. It's just Max now.
I'm consuming it through the March Madness app, which I've had for many years. And what I love what they have is you got to log in with your cable, if you have a cable. You can flip to any game. The scores are right next to you. And then they have a fast break channel, which is basically Red Zone. And they flip between the games.
Yeah, I don't know if Max gives you... All the games? Does it give you all the games?
Not the ones that are on CBS.
Oh,
so they give
me
the TNT, TBSN, True Games.
Yes. Yeah, and I think if I'm not mistaken, let me double check this on the March Madness app. I think it's the same thing, where CBS is the one place where you got to go watch it on TV.
And you got to go get that at Paramount.
Right, right. Let's go to Charlie in Queens. How you doing, Charlie?
Fellas, let me go rapid fire. I got a few things.
Yep.
So, first thing, let's get this out of the way. Marash, only Marash could do this in his Marashian way, while saying, within his own comment, while saying how St. John's is not taking over the town and it's all nonsense, he happens to say, random people in the supermarket are asking me, what do you think? You're making the point. If random people in the supermarket are asking what you think,
very true.
They're kind of getting some legs there.
One person in a King Cullen in 1 week.
But when random on a normal season, that's not happening. Second point, Teak, did you span the era from the giant helmet going from Giants across the side to the NY?
Yes. Yes.
I thought so. You, and Mike, Strahan. Yeah,
and it's funny because when I, the old Giant, we had the Giants on the side.
Yeah.
It felt so like dull.
Really? To me. Oh, I loved it.
Hold on. And so when we moved to the Giants, it was like the NY. Yeah. Like, oh, this is dope. So then they brought it back. Remember when they brought it back?
Yeah.
Like the throwback helmets with the Giants? But it was, it now popped. And so it was the Giants, but the helmet popped as opposed to feeling dull. And I think it's just because the helmet colors were just more vibrant.
Right.
And so it just looked different. Mm. It felt different. I was like, man, these are awesome. I love those helmets. And then I was like, wait, it's not the same helmet that I have in my basement because I have that old one in my basement. They gave them to us after we switched to the NY.
It's a different blue.
It's a deeper, duller blue. So it doesn't pop. It feels just like, yeah.
Right. And you know what would happen if the Giants switched those helmets full time in 5 years and be like, look how nice those NY ones are. Right. Bring them back.
I think that we long for things that are no longer there. But they, I think you're right.
But they brought it back when they brought did the throwbacks.
Yeah.
And it just, it looks fresher.
Yeah.
So it just, it makes you reminiscent of it.
Well, that's the key. See, reminisce is the key word because I was analyzing this, not just with the Giants opinion I have on the helmet, but other things. I think we're all inherently biased to the uniforms worn when we were growing up. Because it brings back this memory of goodness.
Yeah.
I'm too young to really remember the racing stripe on the Met jerseys in 86. I was 3 years old. I don't remember 1986. But I've seen all the highlight videos. The racing stripe. You know, the stripe that goes up and down the jersey?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my dad used to tell me, he's like, it's ugly. It was an ugly jersey. The Mets just happened to be really good. But for me, because it's like yesteryear and it's right before I started understanding baseball, if they ever brought that back,
right.
I would think it's like the most badass thing in the world. Meanwhile, it's kind of ugly. Like pound for pound, it doesn't look good. So I think we have this bias towards the things that we have fond memories for. Mm. Ed is calling from Bergen County. How are you doing today, Ed?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up?
All's good.
Hey, Tiki, I was at that Giant Chief game in 05 when you broke that rushing record. I froze my rear end off in the south end zone, but it was well worth it.
I'm telling you, people don't believe me that it was cold. I thought it was freezing it was. That day, but the temperature says it was like 37 or something.
Yes, without question. But question about the ticker tape parade. So who decides who has the parade? Because I remember as a kid, the 86 Mets had a ticker tape parade, but the 86 and 90 Giants did not. But Nelson Mandela's had a parade. John Glenn's had a ticker tape parade.
So
who makes that decision?
I'm going to give you the answer for the Giants. I think, and you could fact check me on this, I think there was a bitterness about them leaving New York City.
There was.
When we think about the Giants and Jets today, we think of them as a New York team.
Yeah.
We really do. And right. When the Giants won in 07 and they won in 2011, I was at both parades. Right. They had a parade in New York City. They obviously had something in New Jersey. When the Jets and the Giants moved, there was a bitterness.
Oh, that's petty.
I believe Koch wouldn't allow them to have a parade.
Well, speaking of Koch, and I ran across this 2 weeks ago. I have a newspaper back in my office where I live. It's when the Jets announced they were leaving Shea Stadium.
Okay.
And they were moving to Giant Stadium. And it's Koch basically saying, go screw. We're going to get another team to play in New York. And they were making a bid for the Miami Dolphins, and I forget the other team.
Yeah, you've talked about this
before. Because that's how the city felt. They felt betrayed. Like, think about it. The team left. It's the way Governor Christie, who's a nice guy, said that to me about the Nets.
Right.
He's like, screw them. They left New Jersey. They went to Brooklyn. Now, in my mind, they're still the Nets, but I didn't think about it. From his perspective, he was the former governor of New Jersey. They literally left the state. So even if for us it's like not a big deal, this is happening in Cleveland right now. They're talking about building a dome for the Cleveland Browns. Now, for you and I, forget the dome issue for a second, it's like, oh, the Browns are getting a new stadium. But it's actually having them leave the city of Cleveland and go into the suburbs, which is a big deal.
But that's a big deal, but it's not leaving the state.
Right.
Now, I know we consider this the tri-state area, and it all feels like one, but it's not. It really isn't. Like, when a team goes to New Jersey, like the Jets did.
And the Giants.
The Giants did it, but it feels so long ago, but the Jets did it kind of recently.
But you know what's funny? The Giants only did it like 15 years before the Jets. Like if you think about when the time frame was, and both of these franchises were New York City teams.
It just feels like you're betraying this New York.
I agree, and I guess the answer is at some point in time that changed. Mm. Now, I don't know if it was just numerous mayors or enough time went by and we just accepted that the Giants play in New Jersey and the Jets play in New Jersey, but you're right. In 1990, there was still a bitterness. By the time you get to 2007, and certainly when you were playing, the bitterness is completely gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a thing anymore. If the Jets win a Super Bowl, we don't have to think about it. There's a parade down the Canyon of Heroes.
But I guess in 1990, still fresh off of even the Jets leaving, it was still like, right. Can you believe those bastards? Frank in South Ozone Park. How are you, Frank?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Frank?
So sometimes I love listening to you guys. I listen every day. But sometimes I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. When Sean, I understand Sean when he trolls the Mets, when he trolls the Jets, when he trolls the Islanders or the Knicks. I get it. But on a day like today, I'm thinking to myself, he's not like a Georgetown fan or a UConn fan. Like the wanting St. John's to lose early in the first round, a good New York story, which is our really only college basketball team in New York. Now, it makes me think, I'm thinking to myself, Evan and Tiki have a pretty good show. Do they tell Sean to say these outlandish things? Like, do they tell Tommy to say that Tommy DeVito could beat Tom Brady? I'm thinking to myself, they wouldn't. I mean, these things are so outlandish. They're not even like, they're so beyond the realm. And I'm like, these two men are too smart to have these guys come out with these takes for ratings. I know it can't be for ratings because you guys do your job pretty well. So I'm trying to wrap my mind around why.
Well, Frank. Let's ask Sean. Sean, did we put you up to this?
No. And to peel back the curtain, we have a pre-show meeting every day, and we were just casually talking about today, and all I blurted out was to you guys, quite frankly, I've had enough of St. John's. Hope they go down in flames this weekend. Yeah. And Evan said, excuse me, and he went right to typing on his iPad to wonder, and he said he didn't want to know why.
Which means he's putting it in the notes to talk about it at some point.
He didn't want to know why, and the first time I said it on here was forever. Again, I don't hate Rick Pitino. In fact, I applaud the fact that he had strippers help him get recruits in Louisville. I think that's awesome. I don't think he should have been run out of Louisville. It's great. If I was a recruit, I would have loved strippers.
Right.
So I think that's great. I think the school's a great
improper
campus.
Benefits.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I love all of that. My point is simply, I don't like having stuff pushed on me and told I have to care. Once you start telling me I have to care about something like fans have done, I'm out. Don't tell me I have to do something. That's it.
So
I'm a fat moron. Let me get there on my own.
I will promise you this. We have never told Sean or Loogie to say anything.
No. Nope.
Now, do they happen to have opinions that sometimes, and I don't even think this one qualifies, Sean, because this is just like a fan talking.
Yeah.
And sometimes as a fan, we kind of have these crazy wishes on what we want for a variety of reasons.
And newsflash, I guarantee I'm not alone. Yeah. I'm just the only one with the courage to say it.
I think Sean is annoyed and he doesn't care.
Yeah.
I think it's the other way. He doesn't care and he's annoyed.
Yeah, I agree. I can't answer the Tommy DeVito, Lou Gower stuff. You'll have to ask Tommy about
that. That's a Tommy for Tommy thing.
That's a Tommy thing.
A Tommy for Tommy thing.
A Tommy for Tommy
thing,
yes.
If his name is Giovanni, you know, DeVito, Tommy wouldn't care as
really?
Much. Absolutely.
You think that's based on the name? That's interesting.
It might definitely be.
Honestly, I don't know.
I definitely think so.
Some call this willful ignorance. I don't know why Tommy thinks that. I don't know why people think a lot of certain things. But I take him at face value that that's their opinion, and we talk about
because
it. But
Tommy,
never once have we told him.
Tommy DeVito's a kid, and Tommy Lugauer is getting older, and eventually he's going to have to start going by Tom.
Ah.
But if he starts, or Thomas, and so because he can latch on to Tommy DeVito, he can still be Tommy.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to grow up.
That's interesting. I never even thought of
that. That's just my philosophy.
And also, Frank just proved the point. Why does everybody have to love St. John's because they're from New York and you're a New Yorker? Mm. That's preposterous.
Because there's no other New York.
Okay. Well, again, what if I was a diehard? I'm not a diehard Stony Brook fan. I'm like, I'm not going to root for another college team. I don't get that concept. Well, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Don't tell me I have to root for you because you're a New York team. Get lost. Now I'm out. So I will be up until 1 a.m. with my Omaha hat on, hoping to go down in flames.
You know, I got to defend you on this. It would bother me, and it has bothered me, when my team, because I root for a lot of small teams, a little, let's say the kids that get bullied. If the Islanders or the Nets specifically, I'm going to leave out the Mets and the Jets because I think they have bigger fan bases. If either of those teams goes on a run, I don't expect everyone to root for them. In fact, that doesn't happen. Mm. I mean, if anything, we get mocked with either nobody cares or we're rooting against you.
The hapless Nets.
Like, that's just something I'm used to. There are going to be people who look at St. John's for whatever reason. Maybe it's a college allegiance. Maybe it's not liking Rick Pitino. Maybe it's not liking Queens the Borough. I don't know. Who are going to say, I'm not rooting for them. We all don't need to be bullied into rooting for them. And I think Sean, or maybe you said it, Tiki. I think it's true. I think there are people in this building right now, maybe even on air, who agree with Sean but just won't say it.
Yeah. Don't have the cojones to say it.
That's right. Now, I don't mean to pick on Chris McMonagle because he's a dear friend of mine, but maybe it's Chris McMonagle. I don't know.
Why would it? Does he not like St. John's?
Maybe Giannotti took off this week for this reason. I don't know. Same with Keith McPherson. Maybe Keith said, I'm going to spring training this week. Or maybe it's neither of the guys I said. Mm. Maybe it's Tiki Barber himself.
I had a partner who loves St. John's.
Nah, I know. And speaking of that guy, Brandon Tierney. BT will join us a little bit later on. He is in Providence. He'll be calling the game tonight. And so we'll get a nice little preview with him. Plus, we'll rip him for saying Buffalo chicken is un-American. We will come back and get to your calls, 888-808-1019. And I do need to play some audio for you from last night in which the Knicks lost. They got embarrassed, and I understand that's bad. But to me, it was something that was said after the game that may cause you to be even more upset. We'll play it for you coming up, plus your calls, 888-808-1019. Evan and Tiki on an NCAA Thursday.